I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for watching the podcast. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann doubling down on bogus allegations against a Muslim American State Department aide while denying she's doing it. Keeping them honest. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with the continuing, escalating, and most importantly, unproven allegations by five Republican members of Congress that the U.S. government is being infiltrated and subverted by radical jihadists, members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and four GOP House colleagues are leading the charge, with Congresswoman Bachmann today expanding her charges while at the same time oddly claiming she's not doing exactly what she's doing. As we've reported, Bachmann and the others have asked the inspectors general of five security agencies to look into what Bachmann calls the possible deep penetration of the U.S. government by Muslim extremists. Now, perhaps most shocking of all, they're implying that this woman in particular, Huma Abedin, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff, may somehow be working on behalf of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're questioning how she got a security clearance. Now, to be honest, after a report last night, we really thought this story might be over. We've reported on this for several days. We thought it might be over yesterday. After all, Ms. Bachmann received an extraordinary public scolding from fellow Republican John McCain on the Senate floor. She was also condemned by other members of her own party, John Boehner, Scott Brown. Even her own former presidential campaign manager, Ed Rollins, said she ought to be ashamed of herself. But it turns out Congresswoman Bachmann is not backing down. Instead, it seems today, she's actually doubling down. What she isn't doing, neither she nor her four colleagues, is coming on this program to back up her allegation. We've asked them all. They've all said no. Now, remember, when last we saw the Congresswoman, she was refusing to answer our questions yesterday, moving as fast as possible away from our reporter, Dana Bash.
Hey, Congresswoman, how are you?
I
just need to ask you about Senator McCain was just on the Senate floor, and he said that what you're doing, going after Huma, can you do an interview with us later?
I've got to get this done for you.
All right, thank you.
She said she'd get back to Dana when she had more time, but guess what? She never did. Today, though, the Congresswoman found time to go on Glenn Beck's program and spoke once again about her suspicions of Huma Abedin. Now, listen closely, because she actually ups the ante, leveling entirely new charges against Huma Abedin's family.
She is the chief aide to the Secretary of State. And we quoted from a document, and this has been well reported all across Arab media, that her late father, who's now deceased, was a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Her brother was a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and her mother was a part of what's called the Muslim Sisterhood. We have requirements to get a high-level security clearance. One thing that the government looks at are your associations, and in particular your family associations. And this applies to everyone. It would be the same that is true with me. If my family members were associated with Hamas, a terrorist organization, that alone could be sufficient to disqualify me from getting a security clearance. So all we did is ask, did the federal government look into her family associations before she got a high-level security?
Okay, so let's talk about what she just said, because what she said about Huma Abedin just there and her family in that statement today, it goes far beyond her prior allegations. Today, as you just heard, Congresswoman Bachmann said flat out that Huma Abedin's father was part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and so was her brother. Now, in the past, Bachmann, in writing, didn't directly attempt to link Ms. Abedin's deceased father to the Muslim Brotherhood. She claimed that an organization he started decades ago allegedly had the support of another guy who had another organization that might have had the support of another organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. As for her allegations against her brother and mother, well, in the letter she sent to Congressman Ellison after he demanded she back up her insinuations, Congresswoman Bachmann only cited three items as evidence of Abedin's brother and mother's alleged ties to radical Islam. All, by the way, are from blogs in the Arab world with second or third hand information at best. Now, that insinuates a lot, doesn't prove anything, which is why John McCain, in part, said what he said yesterday.
These allegations about Huma Abedin and the report from which they are drawn are nothing less than an unwarranted and unfounded attack on an honorable citizen, a dedicated American, and a loyal public servant.